What?
Nothing.
It's a damn media circus we're running over here.
That's right.
It's Quinn and Canter, Pix 106. Good morning, Gavlan.
This is quickly turning into my favorite segment of the show.
No, you enjoying this?
Yeah, this is great. You know, the cultural art and music magazine.
Arts and Entertainment Weekly?
The Experience reached out to me.
Of course they did.
For an interview.
Of course.
The deadline's April 15th or something. So
right.
It's going to be published in this month, I'm guessing.
So what I'm looking at here is a very nice write-up with some questions added into the write-up. And did you have anything to do with any of this?
Because
he's saying really nice things about you.
The editor at The Experience,
yeah.
Liam Sweeney, reached out to me.
Well done, Kent.
I'm working on how to
Bravo.
Say Liam.
Oh, that was nice.
Tune in next week when I say Hal correctly.
You just did it.
I did, Hal.
Almost,
Hal.
Like 99%, yeah.
But Liam emailed me these questions in the small write-up that Quinn is going to read from.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to reply back, and I said, I'm just going to answer them on the air, and then I'll send you clips of the show.
Well, I don't know.
That way you can get Quinn's input into this, too.
This is going to be telling, then, if you're going to answer this one on the air, buddy.
You don't think this is one we should do on the air?
No, I like this. I think this is an easy one.
No,
I think you should be able to answer this easy.
It's a home run.
Yeah, okay. So
you want to read the whole thing?
You and Quinn have great chemistry on air. I love hearing you go back and forth, and the best stuff is just you two talking about your day-to-day lives. But that lends itself to the question of how much to share with the public.
Everything.
Do you have any general rules about the parts of your life that you keep and the parts it's okay to share?
There are no
rules. Keep some to yourself.
No rules.
Okay.
There are certain circumstances where, like,
you gotta play the fifth or something.
When my parents were alive, like, I didn't want them to hear that.
That's right.
And they would stream us from California or, you know.
You guys would never know that, like, I don't think, though, right? I don't think the listener would notice it.
We try to just go full on everything, honestly.
Yeah.
All of our, you know,
yeah, it's a lot easier that way, frankly.
Right. I mean, there are times, like, I'll have a real heart-to-heart with Quinn, and he'll say,
sure,
don't bring that up on the show.
Uh-huh.
And then I put that away, and then 4 years later, we get in a fight. I bring that up on the show.
I know.
One time, Liam, Quinn threw hot coffee at me.
Wait, I thought you threw hot coffee at me.
I threw hot coffee at him.
That's, get that right, Liam? Liam Sweeney?
After, in the middle of a show.
I don't know, maybe I threw it.
In a fight.
You threw it.
I threw it and you moved.
It was Dunkin' Coffee, by the way.
Yeah, remember when the great ones were the thing?
I do, bro.
I threw a great one.
That is a waste.
I tossed it and he sidestepped it like a bullfighter and he hit the door of the radio station.
What about the time that I showed up at your house and was banging on the glass door? Is that the question, Liam?
Is that the time you snuck into my roommate's room and your girlfriend fed him dog biscuits while he was sleeping? He didn't know. She put dog biscuits in his mouth and he ate them.
Is that Damon?
Was that Jen who did that?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. 20 years ago.
That's a happy memory for me.
Not for Damon.
Boy, we ripped it up back then. Anyway, so
the question was what? What was the question?
You know, what are you going to keep to yourself? What are you going to keep? What are you going to let fly? You know, let your freak flag fly.
There's no general rule as to what we keep private and what we use on the air. We try to use anything's game to use on the show, unless one of us pulls the other one aside and says it's too sensitive.
Right, right. I mean, there are some things that you don't necessarily like to talk about. I mean, you're not a big deaf guy, obviously. You know that about Cantera.
No, but I've been forced to discuss it.
Yes.
But remember before we came to Pix 106, we were doing a show in Rhode Island and then in Massachusetts, and I never mentioned smoking weed on the air.
I remember that. Yeah, it's a whole new thing.
Because my parents were listening, and I just didn't want them to worry about that. Until my mother started smoking weed.
Sue started smoking.
so she didn't have to take 4 pain pills a day. Then I started talking about it with her, and so then it was fine.
And didn't
that
she?
Was it.
Did she? She didn't say I knew the whole time or anything.
I'm sure she did. I mean, I really don't know. I was a good boy.
I miss
boy.
Your mom. I like Sue.
I
a
was
lot.
A good boy.
Oh, I like Sue. A lot.
There's nothing you. Yeah. You're not against withholding anything on air.
No, I mean I've talked about having sex with hookers. Over in red light districts around the world.
There is that one thing.
Which thing?
That you took a long drive in the rain. You even lied to me. I don't want to.
What did I do? What did I do? A long drive in the rain?
You took a long drive in the rain.
What did I do? Have surgery? What did I do?
No, you didn't have surgery.
I don't care. What is it?
I'm not going to tell.
Is it bad?
No, it's not bad. I just think you're protecting maybe someone else.
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably know better than I do on who to protect in my world. Because I certainly
remember
don't.
We first.
Oh, man, this is always fun when he tries to remind me.
Clearly it was before TCO.
Yes, clearly.
And so you another took a long drive in the rain.
Oh, that story.
Yeah. Yes, that was to
here.
Mention it.
That was here, Gabberland. Yeah.
Well, it was in New York City, but.
Well, no, it was in Jersey, quite frankly, if you're going to be so specific. The Jersey Shore on a rainy day.
Okay, but that's one story that, like, he probably will tell it if you. Oh, he'll never tell that.
Maybe 10 years from now.
He'll tell it at some point.
Oh, God, it's rough.
Or I'll get so pissed off at him, I'll tell it.
No, he'll never tell that out loud.
Fair enough. So, Liam, I hope that helps. Oh, we didn't get the slate board today, but that is question 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Take 1.
It could have gotten ugly.
And it's a wrap.
It's Pix 106.